Hello.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
First, can I ask your names?
My name is Kimmy Watkins Tart.
My name is Isaiah Tart.
Nice to meet you. I'm Ernesto, and I'll be interviewing you today. How long have you lived in Oakland?
I've lived in Oakland all my life, so that's almost 52 years now.
Oh, wow. So what part of Oakland have you lived in?
Mostly always in East Oakland. I was born in East Oakland and raised in East Oakland.
So who are you? Like, how do you define yourself?
That's a hard question. Well, I'm a mother. I am a wife. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. I'm a neighbor. I kind of see myself as a person who belongs to the people around me, kind of thing. And so that's kind of how my life centered is around the people that are around me. So whether it's my family or my friends, even coworkers, yeah, I belong to the people that are around me. That's how I would define myself.
How would you define yourself?
I think I would define myself as just Isaiah, I guess. You know, I like care for my family, my friends, and just try helping people to succeed stuff.
Yeah. So, Kimmy, how did you arrive to where you are now?
What do you mean by that?
Well, it could be in terms of career, in terms of success, in terms of just living.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, you know, I went to high school in Berkeley, because my mom worked in Berkeley, so I went to school in Berkeley to be close to her job. And then I went to UC Davis, and I... Did you too?
Yes, that's my alma mater.
Okay, mine too. And that's where I met my husband, at Davis. And so I went there intending pre-med, like everybody else there practically, or veterinary science or engineering or whatever. But I was pre-med, and so because I wanted to pursue a career in health. But along the way, I realized that the part of health that I really enjoyed and was or really wanted to pursue wasn't the hands-on delivery of medical care, but it was actually about, it was the social justice aspects of health. And then that's when I figured out that it was really public health, which I didn't know anything about. And so then when I graduated, I came home, got a job in Contra Costa County in public health. And so I started actually working with teenagers, and I absolutely loved it. And really, you know, it was growing up here, you know, that kind of gave me that passion for helping people, belonging to the community, as I guess, if you will. And I worked in Contra Costa for a couple of years, and then I was like, I need to go home, you know, even though Contra Costa is just next door. You know, Richmond and those cities there, they're similar, but they're not Oakland. And so I was really looking for an opportunity to come back to be able to work here. And so I got a job with public health in Alameda County, and I've been there ever since. That's almost like almost 25 years now.
Wow.
And so my career, my public health career has spanned more than 25 years. And it's really allowed me to pursue the things that I'm interested in, which are, you know, economic justice, which are about racial justice, which are I'm also concerned about, interested in how people get what they need in order to, you know, reach their full potential. And I just, growing up, I just saw a lot of that not being the case for people. And public health has created, for me at least, an avenue to be able to address that in my community. So it was just sort of accidental that I that public health happened to give me the vehicle for that. There probably are other careers that could have given me that vehicle, but that's the one I stumbled on first. And so,
and that's great because I know we have a lot of health issues in Oakland.
Yes, yes we do. Yeah, we absolutely do have a lot of health issues in Oakland, and you know, yeah, we do. Yeah.
So Isaiah, how did you arrive to where you are?
Well, I was born in Oakland, and I've lived here all my life, which is like 16 years. Went to elementary and middle school in Oakland, St. Lawrence O'Toole on High Street, and then attended high school in Berkeley, and still currently in high school in Berkeley at St. Mary's College High School.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've been talking a lot about social justice issues and economic issues, and you know, people have been talking about gentrification lately. It's been a hot topic. And I want to know, what does gentrification mean to you?
Oh, God. It is such a painful. It's a plus minus. Mm-hmm. Because I, you know, was born and raised here, I've seen Oakland go through a lot of changes. And so the neighborhood that I was raised in, you know, when we moved there, there were very few African-American families that lived there. I grew up off of High Street on Fairfax. And very few African-Americans in that neighborhood. But then over time, there were more African-Americans. And then, you know, everybody there was, you know, we were neighbors, we were close to each other and that sort of thing. And then it went through a period where, you know, it was just kind of, you know, not as comfortable, not as safe, you know, as those of us my age, as we started getting older, you know, some of us, my peers basically, are that group that was like we were in our 20s when the crack epidemic hit. And so a lot of my peers, you know, kind of fell to that. And so I unfortunately kind of watched a lot of my peers, either in my neighborhood as well as people that I went to high school with, you know, becoming addicted to crack and just, you know, and lives fall apart. And so I saw that, like, throughout Oakland as well. A lot of decline of neighborhoods that had been vibrant before, that had been rich and, you know, wonderful. And the gentrification part, so I like seeing the development. What I don't like seeing, though, is I don't like seeing people not being able to afford to stay here. I don't like seeing people come into neighborhoods, including like my own neighborhood where I live. I live between Fruitvale and Diamond District. And kind of, you know, the attitude of, you know, we're here, we don't really want to be here, but we couldn't afford San Francisco, so we're going to live here. And so we need to change things to make it comfortable for us to be here. I don't like that, you know. And so it's like, okay, so now why are you here? You know, don't come. You know, don't be here. And so it's a mixed blessing because I like all the new stores. I like the new restaurants. I like all that stuff. But I don't like that, you know, we hear in the news, like today there's an event going on in West Oakland with churches coming together, you know, around hunger, homelessness, and other things, as well as, and they're outside in the street because there has been a lot of pressure against churches that are in neighborhoods where there's a lot of gentrification because the neighbors are complaining about choir practice, that they can hear the singing.
Yes.
It's like, okay, you've got to be kidding me. You know, and then recently, you know, the drummers, the Native American drummers that were at West in around the lake, you know, getting cited. It's like, okay, see, that's the stuff I don't like. I don't like that. That's the kind of thing I don't like. It's like, okay, if you want to be here, come. We love having people here. We love our city, and I think we've always been a welcoming people here in Oakland. But you know, the attitude's not right though. Some of the people are coming with the wrong attitude, and that's the part I don't like. And I don't like people not being able to live here. I also don't like the fact that my son, my daughter, mm-hmm. my daughter's in college. If they want to live here, mm-hmm. it's going to be hard to live here.
Yeah.
They might not be able to afford to live here. And so, you know, I have to hold on to my house because that might be the only way that they can live here, really, is mm-hmm. it's like, okay, this house is going to be yours because you're not going to be able to just probably buy one on your own. And I don't like that part, you know, because I was born here and I was able to buy a house here. And I want that for them. If they choose to live here, I want them to be able to live here. But that, I don't know that that's going to be the case.
And I'd be interested to know, Isaiah, what do you think of gentrification? Has that crossed your mind?
Well, to be completely honest, I really don't know what gentrification is. So can we define it? Yeah, define.
Would you like to offer him a definition?
You talk.
Well, I think everyone has their own definition of gentrification, but in terms of mine, it's more that we have a neighborhood that's established and we have people that live there, but new people increasingly start to move in and they're wealthier with better jobs so they can pay more in rent. And soon as more start to move in, the rents start to increase. And those that live there that can no longer afford are displaced. And usually this comes with new developments like a Whole Foods or new types of development like transit-oriented development that is close to the BART and is high density with a lot of people in commercial areas. So that's technically...
You also see it in neighborhoods. So think about in our neighborhood... When you were born, if you compare what it was like when you were a baby, I mean, you won't remember way back, but what new things came to our neighborhood that weren't always there? Take your hand down when you say it. Think about the whole neighborhood where you can walk to. All up and down Fruitvale. That wasn't always there.
Okay, well, let me think. There's a Farmer Joe's by there, and it was not there before.
Yep.
And also, they put in Little Caesars, that Burrito Express there too. Those weren't there before.
On Fruitvale. What's across from Farmer Joe's? What else was there?
La Farine, that one's new there too. And Oaklandish, that one's a new store too.
Mm-hmm.
And those weren't all there when I was like a toddler, kind of like. Yeah.
Pete's Coffee wasn't there.
Yeah, it wasn't there either.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, a lot of new stores there.
Yeah. La Farine's a fancy bakery. They're one of the few places that sells princess cakes.
I don't think I know. What are the princess cakes?
It's a Swedish cake.
Oh, okay. I don't know what those are. We might have had them, but I don't know what they are. But so our neighborhood would be a residential area, and it's sort of like a commercial district, too, because it's, you know, there are businesses there, but it's not like downtown Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
But our neighborhood is also in the middle of gentrification, too. It's a softer kind of gentrification because there's not a lot of big development going on. But, you know, when you walk around, the people who are there, they kind of look different. You know, they don't look like us, you know. There are still black and brown people who live there, but increasingly there are fewer of us
mm-hmm.
and more white people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my husband has talked about when he goes to Pete's to get coffee or whatever, sometimes he feels like people are looking at him like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, you know, this is our place. We were here first. So it's that whole attitude kind of like mm-hmm. taking up too much space. Kind of thing,
yeah.
And it's like, we were already here. You know, don't look at us like, why are we here? We've been here, you know, kind of thing. And so the other part that I don't like about gentrification, though, that bothers me about the whole development thing is that it's, I wish that these things could have been there when we were all living here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does it have to be that businesses, the area gets fixed up, and then we're in the minority again. that's the part. It's like, how? Why does that have to happen? I don't understand. I mean, I understand it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like that, because wherever you find all black and brown people, oftentimes it's like run down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, why does it have to be that way?
Yeah.
You know, why can't we have nice stuff?
Why can't we have a grocery store?
A nice grocery store, banks, the nice parks, coffee shops, bakeries. Why can't we have all those wonderful things? And the streets are cleaned up, the garbage is picked up regularly, and all that stuff. The police are vigilant but not oppressive, you know, and targeting and, you know, profiling people. Why can't we have that? So that's the part that, yeah, I mean, like I said, in my head, intellectually, I know why we don't have it. I still am not willing to accept that we can't have it.
Yeah.
I think it can happen. We just haven't. The will is not quite there for that to occur. But I do believe that it's possible.
So what do you? How has Oakland, living in Oakland, impacted your life?
Well, I mean, you know, like one of the photos that I brought, you know, is a picture of my friend's class when she was a part of the Panther School. And although I was too young to actively participate, but the Panther Party was still very much, you know, vibrant when I was born and I was little. And so I had friends whose parents were active in the party. And so it was like all around me. So not just Black Panther Party, but also anti-war, you know, demonstrations and consciousness raising around that, around. So that was just the kind of the water that I was swimming in growing up here. And I say it's not, it wasn't just Oakland, because my mom worked in South Berkeley. My grandmother had a beauty salon in South Berkeley. And so I was constantly between East Oakland, South Berkeley, North Oakland, you know. And so it was a mix. But the political activism, that I just, I don't know that I would be the kind of person that I am right now had I not grown up here around all of that. And so it was just, that was just a part of life, though. That was just, my parents weren't really activists so much, but because of the line of work that my mom had, being a cosmetologist, she had a very diverse client base. And so I was surrounded by a lot of people with a lot of different political views, a lot of different religious views, a lot of things, you know. And that was just a thing. Also, too, even I went to Catholic school all my life, just like my kids did. And the Catholic church, though, the Catholic school that I went to, so I was a member of St. Bernard's Catholic Church here in East Oakland, and that's where we went to church on Sunday. But because I went to St. Joseph's in Berkeley, I was a part of that parish community also. And St. Joseph's is a part of the worker, the Catholic worker tradition, which is a social justice kind of tradition. I came to understand later on in life. I didn't know that when I was growing up. I just knew that the school I went to was very progressive, kind of. They seemed very liberal. I didn't know even that the Catholic Church was conservative until I was out of high school and college, quite frankly, because that wasn't my experience. I met Cesar Chavez at my elementary school.
Oh, wow.
I learned, yeah. And so literally it was all around me. It was just all around me all of my life. And so it was like, well, yeah, how could I not, you know, have concerns about these things? I was born in that time period, and concerns about poverty and war and racial issues, those were front and center in my, well, yeah, pretty much. I'm trying to think when it stopped being an issue. I think that there might have been a little period of time where it was not so much on the radar, at least for me. I'd say maybe like high school, it kind of died down a little bit. But up until I hit high school, which was like 1977, that was like all around me. You know, so that was my reality most of the time, you know. So Oakland, being from Oakland and going to school in Berkeley and that whole area, I don't think, yeah, it was bound to happen. I was going to have the political views that I have. I was going to have the concerns that I have, mm-hmm. just because of what I was around.
Yeah, and I can sort of relate to that struggle of living in two different parishes, because I too went to Catholic school.
Okay.
I went to St. Joseph's Notre Dame in Alameda.
Okay, Alameda, okay.
Yeah. So I know what it's like to live in that duality.
So you live in Oakland, went to school there?
Live in Oakland, went to school there.
Yeah. We have friends whose kids went to St. Joseph's in Alameda. Yeah. Did you go to high school there?
I went to high school there.
Oh, okay.
No, I went to St. Liz.
Oh, okay.
St. Elizabeth Elementary in Fruitvale.